In these final hours leading up to Election Day, voters continue to be deluged with a glut of political advertising.
Let me tell you, things will be a lot better in this
country.
For all
the families still struggling.
When one ad ends,
there's just no quit in America.
Another immediately follows.
Barack Obama says he may appoint a secretary,
providing minimal respite for the TV viewer. And the ads from incumbent John Tierney and his opponent Richard Chassé do not disappoint, getting heavy rotation in the evening hours. There are specific ads that are seeing heavy airtime too, like this one.
My opponent Richard Chassé has talked a lot about my wife Patrice and the mess her brothers have gotten into.
Don't worry, I won't make you listen to the whole thing, as you'll likely see it a dozen more times before you head to the polls. But that's just it. Does heavy rotation of these ads have any impact this close to Election Day?
It takes a lot in the closing week and the closing weekend for any ad to work, because voters are so bombarded with one ad after another.
Toby Berkovitz is a political media consultant and professor of advertising at Boston University. He says what Tierney's campaign is trying to do with this ad is drive a particular message home.
Shift the agenda from a focus on his wife and the illegal gambling money to sort of, it's not about my family, it's about your family.
But does it work?
The closing phrase is nice, but I just don't think it's going to work. People's voting records certainly are important for an incumbent, but in a campaign, it's about different things. And what this campaign has shaped up on is really about Tierney's credibility, Tierney's image, more than Tierney's votes.
What about the attack ads, the ones with ominous piano playing minor chords? Those are on a lot, too.
Damaging comments that Tierney is the biggest liar in the world.
This is a very typical type of advertising that we've been seeing in politics, ripped from the headlines. Eerie music, sort of slasher movie visuals. So this is very standard fare.
Basically, what a candidate does is take headlines or clips from a newspaper story that's negative about his or her opponent and splashes them onto the screen. But in the middle of this ad, the tone takes a complete 180.
This election, there's a better choice.
People deserve a lot better.
And then at the end, all of a sudden, you get candidate Sunshine, who is the alternative to all the horrible things you've just been seeing. These types of ads can have some impact, because what you're trying to do is use the credibility of a newspaper story or headline to sort of reinforce your message. But the voters are also very used to these.
One voter at the food court in the Burlington Mall is more than used to these.
It is very distracting. It's almost a prerequisite that you attack your opponent initially before you even allow them to state any opinion, you know, their opinions on the issues. And it almost puts whatever candidate into a defensive mode. So both parties are polarized in a very defensive mode. And the real issues, things that people really need to deal with, unfortunately, aren't addressed. It's more trying to outpace one another with the negative campaigning.
Chassé's campaign made waves last week with this ad featuring, well, waves from Gloucester's Good Harbor Beach. It was a quiet departure from the noise that both campaigns have been cranking out during this race.
The Good Harbor ad clearly shows that Chassé thinks he's going to win.
Toby Berkovitz.
You do not use valuable resources in the last weekend of a campaign to put a feel-good, pretty picture advertisement up on the screen.
This is what's called a closer ad, and Berkovitz says the Chassé campaign must be feeling very confident.
And to do it with that type of very different style, very pleasant, sort of an easy listening, easy watching ad, really says that Chassé is very confident, and he has enough of the vote, according to his polling, that he can really go against the grain. And yes, this also counters that horrible Tea Party image that the Democrats in Tierney have tried to paint him.
But we're all too smart to fall for any of this stuff. We see what each party is trying to do. It's painfully obvious, and no viewer or voter is going to fall for it. Or are we?
No TV viewer ever says an ad has had an effect on them. That's the nature of human beings. But the campaigns have to keep pumping their message out there, and they have to keep hoping that somehow they find lightning in a bottle, and this all of a sudden might work.
In these final hours, as Tierney and Chassé forge ahead on the campaign trail, and voters bear the wages of their campaign warfare, one thing is for certain. The mute button on your remote control is sure to get a good workout. Final countdown. Covering the Tyranny and To Say campaigns, I'm Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio. It's the-